Hey, this is Russ Dizdar. We're here Tuesday night, 7 p.m., 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Survive to Thrive, well, radio station. And listen, we are going to continue from yesterday. We're going to give a little recap, and but this is an important week. The topic for the entitled week is Warning to Mayan Researchers and 2012ers. They are waiting for you. Now, last night we did a subject on this, or a topic or a title on this, the ancient or the real Mayans and bloodshed. I don't think you would have wanted to live there. Tonight is PK Man and seeking the powers of the ancient Mayans, and their gods are still there. Now, we're going to delve into that in just a few moments, but I want to say welcome again, because in this 1 hour, it's providential. It is well, it's going to be a time in which many of you that are listening are engaged. Many of you believers in Christ, engaged by the Spirit of God. God brings things up to you. You look in the Scripture. You check things out. That's a good thing. There may be a calling, a sense of urgency of the Spirit of God for ramping up your walk in the Lord. There may be this sense, as we've had many times, a sense of warfare and battle during subject matters like this. Now, next week, it may be intensified as we deal with dark rituals, the Babylon working, and how all of those events in the 40s has affected politics, science, military, and brings, I believe, an attack on the body of Christ as at large. Well, my friends, tonight, this is Russ Dizdar, guest host here at SurviveToThrive.net, and we're glad to be here with you. Want you to know that if you're new to this voice, go check out www.shatterthedarkness.net. Shatterthedarkness.net. That's where you're going to find hundreds of MP3s, daily devotionals, discipleship material, all kinds of materials that will aid you. If you're listening to SurviveToThrive.net, if you're listening during the rest of the week, as we are on at the 6 to 7 o'clock hour, then this means you have great interest in the end of days and what's happening all around us. And everybody knows it. Everybody feels it. I just listened to an interview they were interviewing Jeffrey Mislove, and he's the author of the book PK Man, and highly and deeply committed to advancing, you can call it the New Age if you want to, the University of Philosophical Research, but anything and everything spiritually, but it runs contrary to the Spirit of God, to the revelation of God, to the agenda of God, and to the Christ of God. Now, we need to look into this and find out why. Now, I'm going to tell you that in the context of you listening tonight, there is a conflict, a battle, a literal battle going on. Even Jesus Christ, in his coming into the world, and again, New Agers are not going to tell you this. Psychics and remote viewers and others are not going to tell you this, but 1 John chapter 3, verse 8 will tell you that the reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. You and I, engaged in this ragged edge of a life, we have a, behind the scenes, behind the curtain, there is a presence. And it's not just the old information concerning the devil and his mischief. We're dealing with the one that brought down a third of the angels, that brought down the human race, the one that has an agenda to bring control to the entire world. For those who are concerned about globalism, for those who are concerned about national sovereignty, please understand that the spiritual force behind the scenes will develop the political ideology, the military vision and force that will move the world to globalism. And I'm going to say again, we're going to see events in human history that has never occurred on a global scale. And we, listen, are going to live in days that Jesus predicted would be unequaled in all of history. So Hey, let's get ready because on the other side of this fence, there is an anchor for the soul. There is an assurance. There is the gift of indestructible immortality. There is a way of knowing God right now personally and walking with God. And there's joy, there's presence, there's power, there's guidance, there's leading. There's the assurance of eternal life. There's the reality of coming to see God face to face. For believers in Christ already, there is the mission of God. No matter what's going on in the world, no matter how dark, no matter how dim, no matter how destructive, even as we see the dismantling of the world around us, the book of Hebrews speaks about a kingdom that cannot be shaken, about a work, a word, a Christ, his work that cannot be altered, cannot be shaken, and doesn't fade. So listen, it is time to believe God in the midst of all this. I allow the darkness that I research, that I engage, that I deal with to, well, it literally causes me to stand up put on the armor of God, put on everything I know to live as powerfully as I can for Christ and for the sake of the redemption of people like you. I am here because of the compelling nature of the Spirit of God. I know what it is to be compelled. I know the sense of urgency. We can read about that in Timothy chapter 2 when the Spirit of God says that he urges us with first priority. Intercessory prayer must be unleashed. We must have targeted, powerful prayer going on. Now, you can read about that. You can read about in Timothy 4:1. When the Spirit expressly says, once again, do you know the emotion of God, the passion of God, the compelling nature of God? Not willing that anybody perish. Now, I'm saying all of this to let you know that in the midst of the discussion on blood rituals and so forth, that there's another side, and that involves freedom, release, relationship to God, deliverance from. And I've got people left and right asking, please, Russ, we need deliverance from dark powers. We need to get out of covens. We need to break free of the voices. We've got case after case this week that we're dealing with. Listen, this radio time, which is vast, vital, and important, and providentially given at this moment, is part of the work that we are engaged with on a weekly scale. And so I want you to, if you're new or listen, take a look again, shatterthedarkness.net, and look over all the things that are offered. Because for those who are believers, there's a training course that we've done locally. It's all free. Hours and hours of that. With the book, if you get the book that we put out, 80 hours of training material, free. And there's a new series. We've just begun the introduction and the first session is out there now. It's called How to Detect Satanic Ritual Warfare. Now, when I say this, it does have direct relationship to the Mayans, the 2012 issues, the prophecies that have been inspired by spirits, but not the Spirit of God. Very important for us to know the difference. And that I'm going to tell you right now that many of the massive end time events are fueled by satanic rituals, by ancient rituals, the opening of doorways and the ushering in of powerful demonic force. It's because of these that some of the biggest satanic events in human history will occur. I'll tell you right now, there is no Armageddon. If you understand Armageddon as the final battle, a global battle, a battle that brings an end to fallen human history, that it cannot occur without the release of satanic powers, the ritual release of these powers. America, we have had literally millions of rituals done and being done and will be done as never before in our history, maybe never before in human history, since the 50s. and they're growing and doubling and tripling and so forth. Luciferians and Satanists listening right now, they know this is true. And I'm going to tell you right now in the series we're doing, which is connected to this live broadcast, that the concept of ritual that opens doorways and usually involves some type of animal, human ritual work, even blood shed and even human sacrifice because of the power that can come through. Dark powers. If your city feels dark, if you feel that in the air sense of darkness, well, if you take a look at the series, it will correspond to a lot of what we're saying. Because what occurred among the Mayans back in those days was massive, was so out of control that eventually, as I'll say on Friday night, the Mayan culture of that day did not just disappear. I believe judgment came. I believe God closed the door on the horrific human sacrifice. Some archaeologists say 50 to 70,000 humans in the last couple of years of the ancient Mayan civilization. Others say that the Aztecs later on would do up to 20 or more thousands of human sacrifices during the dedication of temples. We have no idea of the powerful deception, dark presence, and demonic activity and manifestation that was there. Are we going to take the prophecies that have flowed from that dark power and human bloodshed? Are we going to take the prophecies from there and begin to proclaim, as millions are, that 2012 brings a shift in human consciousness, brings a massive chaos, bringing destruction, and then a new world order, a new dawn? Sounds like a lot of the New Age stuff. Sounds like, Albert Pike and the Masons. Chaos before a new order. We need to go back to see what the Spirit of God has said. We're going to do that tonight. But again, in this first 15 minutes of introduction, I've told you about the new series up, and I hope that you'll engage that, because already those who understand blood rituals and satanic rituals have written in to make their comments. By the way, during the show, if you want to write in and make a comment or put up a question, shatterxmail@sbcglobal.net. We'll try to get that to that during the show. We are still hundreds behind on the overall emails, and I know we got calls and things to catch up, and we're trying to get there. But let me tell you again tonight that we have three conferences coming up in Michigan, the 27th of this March, and then in April, the 9th and 10th in St. Louis, and then in Nashville, the 23rd and 24th. Those will involve Lynn Marzulli, and down there in Nashville also from Future Quake Radio, Michael Bennett, Tom Bonick, and listen, Chris Pinto's going to be there, Derek Gilbert from PID Radio. Take a look as you scroll down to the Shatter site. Look at the conferences, and if you're a believer in Christ and you feel, listen, pray about it, see about coming. The one in Michigan, they're not even charging. The people that are coordinating that one, and I'll be teaching for 5 hours up there and answering questions for even probably a few hours more. And we want you to come, and they're offering it free. They're going to take a love offering, but they're offering it free. The other conferences, the information, the registrations, their websites are all up on ours. So take a look at them, and I hope you will plan on coming to get a concentrated amount. What you're here, and you hear me, and if you're listening to me a lot of what we do here, please understand the content, the depth of the content of materials will come, be much more even at the conferences. Nevertheless, today, I want you to know that with this spiritual conflict, and again, for some of you that are listening, it may be that you're looking for an answer. You're searching. And so I'm going to welcome anyone that's doing honest, you're really open, and I want to encourage you that if you're a researcher, go to the Gospel of John, read through it, asking God that God would show himself to you and how you could know him. because those words are alive. It's an amazing thing. You can't read the Bible anywhere without the author being present, emanating from the actual words, because the words are living. Even Jesus said, these words of God are living. There's power in them, and the power to bring us into direct relationship to God through Christ, to know, to be broadened, to have this word become operative. Listen, for Christians, understand. Go to 1 Thessalonians and study where it talks about the actual words of God that are at work. That means, from the Greek there, supernaturally operative in them that believe. Not only say to New Agers and Luciferians and all the rest, and again, even psychics and others that may have come across that we're going to talk about PK Man tonight. Because it's not just about what Jeffrey Mishlove said, the author of PK Man, the book. I was listening to one of the older interviews, and he talked about that there's a need right now to liberate the deep powers of the human soul. Let me say it again. He said that there is a need to liberate the deep powers of the human soul. But what Jeffrey did not say, and what Jeffrey may not understand, he's not talking about latent powers in the soul, because all the psychic activity, all the remote viewing activity, all of the connections to reincarnation, to alien entities, non-human intelligences, and all these things is from the outside in and leads the soul or the spirit of man to experiences with these finite spirits. We are in the midst of the unprecedented pouring out of spiritual words, experiences, dreams, visions, visitations, voice-to-skull communications, enabling human beings to come up out of their body and go places. This was predicted 2,000 years ago. Massive communication has been given. That side that can masquerade and bring, well, a kind of many-sided presentation of spiritual interaction and drawing individuals into it. Now, there's some keys to understanding and discerning whether it's from God or really whether it's from the deceiving, masquerading work of the dark side. See, the dark side's not going to show up to most individuals as they really are. Bloodlusting, desirous of human possession, using lives to further the satanic agenda. And if that agenda includes, well, eventually going to include the loss of one-third of humanity. I mean, check it out, Revelation 9. Again, if you're a student, a researcher, then we should be, and especially if you're already a believer in Christ and the Spirit of God dwells in you, then there's no question you should be delving into the content of prophetic biblical revelation. It is the infallible, detailed, accurate glimpses of real future history. So if you're really into time travel, you've got to get the information from a timeless one, from an infinite one, from one that's not bound by past, present, or future, who's in past, present, and future, and beyond all time. Got to understand, God is infinite. And so God is able to disclose exact and actual future human history. He knows yours, that's for sure. Where do you stand? What side of the fence are you on? Your spirituality, where does it come from? If it comes from God, it leads to God. If it comes from the dark side, it leads to counterfeits, alternatives, distractions, preoccupations, all real but lethally, lethally wrong and deceptive. And you could lose it all. Tonight, in the topic Warning to Mayan Researchers, I started reading a number of books about a year ago, looking at videos and just everything we could, listening to interviews. I was reading Daniel Pinchbeck's book, The Return of Quetzalcoatl. Quetzalcoatl, the winged serpent. Whether Quetzalcoatl was a powerful territorial demonic entity, whether he was Nephilim-oriented, whatever you do in your research of the Mayan culture, and many of you who've been traveling down there, it's beautiful as far as creation, the trees, the waters, the mountains, the sights, the everything. But don't underestimate what once was there. Don't underestimate the powers that have been raised and that operated there, as in many other ancient places around the world. You're standing on ground where thousands and thousands of men, women, and children went through human sacrifice. As archaeologists have said, sometimes up to 20,000 at a time. Can you imagine the kinds of celebrations? Can you imagine the reasons, the rationalization? Where does that come from? See, God speaks out of the book of Isaiah. He talks about, come, let us reason together, says the Lord. There's an interaction. If you're listening to me now and you don't know who God is and you're not sure who I am, let me tell you up front that I'm a believer. I know God. I've walked with God. I've experienced the living Christ in his presence and power inside of me. And I confess, whether you agree or not, I'm just simply saying, I confess, the Spirit of God compels. Now, God never overrides the will, overrides the mind. Matter of fact, God comes to liberate that which he created, the human will. God comes to liberate and bring the highest degree of freedom, and that involves choice. Some people in the past that I've witnessed to, even Satanists, when I tried to say here and give them a Bible and ask them to read the Gospel of John, they were afraid that just by reading, they would somehow be overtaken and possessed in the same manner that demons have mounted them, filled them, possessed them, and controlled them. Or in the same manner in satanic ritual abuse where they were forced to receive demonic presence. The two sides are absolutely opposite. One comes to bring absolute containment, control, deception, and force to the human will. We can even read about it in the books of Timothy, where it talks about how Satan has taken some captive to do his will. I'm going to ask you tonight whether or not Satan has taken you captive to do his will, his agenda. The spiritual experiences that millions are having are moving them towards an agenda. They feel inclined to help push an agenda. And a lot of this comes from what we now see with the Mayan research that's going on and the, well, many that are flying down there, including Daniel Pinchbeck, author of the book The Return of Quetzalcoatl. I've looked at a dozen books and read and ordered and materials, and I'm looking at the spiritual connections they have. So far, every one of them that I've found, they don't have experience with God the Holy Spirit. They don't have experience with the powers of God. They have experience with spirits giving dreams and giving guidance and opening them up, guiding them and feeling movement. It's really something to feel charged, guided, something supernatural. But let me tell you something right now. Not everything supernatural is good. A razor blade can be used to shave and make a face smooth. can also be used to slice skin and even kill. Supernatural power always has two sources. God's always trying to reveal and make known and unveil and show everything. That's why you read the Gospel of John chapter 1. Jesus Christ is called the light of the world. Theos. He comes to bring an unveiling. He's called in Hebrews chapter 1 the exact representation of the being of God. He is the visible of the invisible God. He's God in human flesh. Now, whether you believe that or not tonight, at the very least, you should check into it. Because alternative spirituality, the spirituality that's being carried down to the Mayan temples, that's coming from the Mayan old temples, is all in opposition of the real Christ of God, who walked on water, raised the dead, opened the eyes of the blind, fed the thousands. The real Christ that hung on the cross, who released a doorway beyond anything the ancients have ever conceived. See, Satanists, the Luciferians, and the Aztecs and the Mayans, and you can go all the way back even to the Baals and Moloch and all the rest, they understand human bloodshed and the powers that can attach and come through. They understand there can be a supernatural working. Now, next week, listen, let's hold there for a moment. Let's take a moment and get a message from Steve Quayle, and we'll be right back. And we are back. I want to say thank you to Steve Quayle and all the work that he's been doing and has done. Listen, don't forget to check out the archives he has also on Steve Quayle, the site. And listen, cutting-edge insight information in the days in which we live, in the days you are now pondering also. I want to talk about, in this part, again, the Mayans. We've already mentioned yesterday the incredible level of sacrifice, the shedding of human blood, and the question of whether or not we would want to live there. See, nowadays I hear talk shows and individuals that are writing about the beautiful spirituality of the Mayans. And I don't know if they're just going down there now and seeing, you know, some folks that, you know, quiet and passive and peaceful people. They're not looking back at the real Mayan culture. Those temples included connection and even the inspiration from these demon gods, small g, that guided them in all of their development and that brought about incredible human decadence, destruction, and eventually brought, it was ended. And we'll talk about why God ends. He will end a culture that has moved in that direction, as in the flood with the Nephilim and what occurred there. Some even believe that during the time of the Mayans, maybe even Quetzalcoatl, was Nephilim, and that that was an interaction during those days. But you'll notice then, and you will notice in next week's series, or the series we're doing on the website, shatterthedarkness.net, that the rituals that bring about human sacrifice and, that brings the most power. And that's where it all comes through. Well, we're going to talk about that stuff next week. We're going to talk now about, again, the Mayans and a contemporary subject in a way. Jeffrey Mislove wrote a book called PK Man. Now, I've read the book again and again with interest and have looked at his materials and have studied some of the other materials they're doing now. Again, what I see is, depending on what spirit you believe, you are then guided into that realm. If you believe the finite fallen spirits, and that will open you up to, many experiences, and they are real experiences. I'm just saying, and I hope you'll listen, that they are lethal and they are very dangerous. Now, talking about PK Man, we're dealing with a man named Ted Owens. And I would think that, again, in our short time we have here, I think that you might want to do a search on Ted Owens and see. Now, there's a page that's called, that he has out, and it's his pictures there, the Djinn, How to Contact Space People by Ted Owens, a rare book. And listen, when I begin to read the story, now parapsychologist Jeffrey Mislove wrote the case study book about him. Now again, that's called The PK Man, A True Story of Mind Over Matter. What we have is someone who began to have incredible experiences, believing that he could predict and control lightning, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, and volcanoes. Now listen to me. Out of the 70s, this massive movement of psi powers and presences. Now when you hear the phrase PK Man, some think in terms of, again, just this psi power, or some kind of kinetic power, or something that is just human power that's been discovered. But again, further research will show you that it was all enhanced human activity, that the capacities that we have as human being to be spiritual, to receive, to hear, to experience, can be opened up by the Spirit of God leading us to God and Christ and, well, an incredible relationship for now and the future. It can be the spirits that are guiding and leading. And when I read over Ted Owens and did more and more research, I was really amazed. This is a guy that had gone to the CIA and tried to offer himself and his powers and his abilities. He went to NASA and tried to offer himself and tell them about his psychokinetic effects, his psychokinetic powers. You and I've got to realize, and maybe some of you listening right now are into that. You're into it. Millions are. And as far as Ted Owens was concerned, and the reason we're going to talk about him for a minute is because Ted Owens, with all this capacity, all of this psychokinetic power, his engagement with non-human intelligences, his description of how they are seeking to get into the minds and hearts of men, he teaches how anyone can get in contact with these dimensional beings. Now, he calls them SIs. SIs, Space Intelligences. And he talks about his ability to have telepathic contact. Now, that's very similar to many others who are out there doing it. And you're going to hear people, especially even in the remote viewers, Courtney Brown, Edgar Mitchell, many others that will tell you, well, this is all natural human stuff and that all of us can do this. Ed Dames will tell you that. Everyone will tell you that. We can all do this. And you know what? They're right in that sense. We can, listen, we can all become New Agers. We can all believe in reincarnation. We can all do a ritual and conjure spirits. We can all connect with the Akashic Records and get spiritual information coming from some source that is trying to tell them that it's the universal hall of knowledge. We can all feel energies coming in us and on us, and we can all get human enhancements. The question is whether or not we want to, whether or not we want to sell our souls for the counterfeit, whether we want to accept the baited candy, not realizing that there is a spiritual predator behind it all. So again, I will ask you, whatever your spiritual presence, power, enhancements, abilities are, wherever you've gotten abilities, whether it's to get out, see the dead, talk to spirits, where does it come from? One side or the other can open you up. There's no question that we as human beings have human capacity, body, soul, and spirit, that our makeup by God is to have interaction. In the beginning, we were eternal, majestic, spiritual, physical beings that walked and lived and saw God, and we were literally the Imago Dei. We were awesome in the original creation. Obviously, our spirits have gone dead to God. We were cut off. But the capacities to receive are still there. And in this conflict of, well, spirits, let me tell you right now as you're listening, whether live right now or by archives later, I can guarantee you right now the Spirit of God would be working and ministering to believers in Christ to encourage you, to call you, to strengthen you. You may experience the Spirit of God's conviction, convincing, help, encouragement, guidance, bringing to mind the Word of God, reminding you. A lot of things may occur. If you don't know the living Christ, it may be the Spirit of God that you begin to feel and sense. Satanists and others that have demons may be repelled, may realize they have to do this from a distance, may have even harsh reaction by the spirits that mount you and indwell you. The enhancements that you've received as remote viewers and psychics and, well, PK man, can be exposed for what they really are. Any study of PK man, Ted Owens, will show you that it is claimed that he's done up to 200 miracles in association with SIs. SIs, in his view, are space intelligences, or really, literally, extra-dimensional intelligences that interacted with him on a telepathic level. It is believed that he could retaliate, it says here and in the book, that he can could unleash powers, creating thunderstorms, plane crashes, power outages. A lot of PK Psi warriors in Russia and the United States that were created in the 70s believe that they can literally extend themselves and shut down powers, cause power surges, etc. This individual believes that he was an ambassador, as Courtney Brown does now and many others, an ambassador that he's literally sent, or he's here to communicate from the SIs, or the extra-dimensional presences. Now, you can read about, and I'm going to just give you a quote, okay? Many, and I'm just quoting from the one website here thegin.net, thegin.net under Ted Owens, where it said many people had considered him to be delusional, probably in part because his demonstrations comprised a horrifying testimony to the apocalyptic power of these space intelligences. I'm saying all this to let you know that ultimately the space or the extra-dimensional entities operating in him wanted to bring enhancements through him to the point of criminal crimes, that there was an operating presence coming through him that involved, well, the Vietnam War, the destruction of the Challenger space shuttle is claimed by these SIs. When you begin to look at the materials, when you begin to even read the book, How to Contact These, and again, he says how you can contact them. I mean, there's many books out there like this now. See, I remember years and years and years ago, before I came to Christ, I sat in a temple being guided by a Chinese master on how to contact extra-dimensional, or what he called the ascended, the great masters. Others would call the great white brotherhood. For all of you listening tonight, you've heard the concepts now from Dean Radin and many others that there is a global brain, a conscious universe. There is a, as some call it, a field of energy around the planet. And that it's swelling, that more is coming from it, that there's an ability to bring connection to it. Remember this principle. I think that it will help you down the road. All supernatural energy felt and experienced has an entity behind it. Any energy felt, any energy received, any energies released, as in the case with Ted Owens, could he create national catastrophe? Could he make it thunder? Could he exercise his psychokinetic powers and explode a heart? It's obvious that the studies that Jeffrey Mishlove had done, and even the further work of Ted Owens and his own descriptions, is that he was able to do harm. Not just good. And they tried to compare these to some of the miracles of the Bible. There's a vast difference between the two, and an infinite difference between the sources of those powers. Ted Owens will talk about these entities in which he saw, looked bug-like, looked like they had green eyes. Kind of a shadowy stuff that many others talk about. He talks again about his desire to bring these powers, this human enhancement, these abilities. He was guided to go to the CIA and try to get them to take him in and bring the non-human intelligences, the extra-dimensional entities, wanted him to get in there. They wanted him to get into NASA and do what? Bring influence, give enhancements, give powers. I will say it again, predicted 2,000 years ago that vast numbers of supernatural entities are trying and have been coming through and have been giving experiences. And the synchronicity of their work and the manifestation of their work and agenda is becoming more and more and more evident. Watch the 2012ers and the Mayan research individuals speak about globalization, chaos, and a new order. Go back to the old occultists and you'll see this. Go back to Alice Bailey and you'll see this. Go back to secret societies and you'll see this. If the powers, the enhancements, the communications, the energies that are enhancing millions are connected to the entities described by Jesus as demonic, as evil? What is it they really want? Why do all of these entities oppose the real living Christ and force feed their experiencers with a counterfeit, de-deified, de-saviorized? They strip him of all that he is and they hand them an idol, a counterfeit. Let me mention in the time that we have left here, 12 minutes. I believe that there is a synchronicity, that the spirits that individuals are getting a hold of, receiving information, experiences, those spirits guide their experiencers to more places, to more events, to where other open doors are, to other people who have the same kind of spirits on them. There is a synchronicity going on, yes, of fallen, finite spirits guiding with a raging agenda of communication, influence, empowerments to draw billions into a very near coming explosion or event. The bursting out. I'm going to tell you right now and mark it down. Globalism won't come over just in a level of incremental time through voting of nations and so on. It will come after a massive, catastrophic chaos and anarchy that brings the world to a seeming brink of annihilation. 2012ers and the Mayan prophecies are feeding the concept. And the spirits that gave the prophecies back then, based on the human sacrifices that opened the door to the entities that would communicate to the priests, spiritually enhanced, that sliced the humans open and shed the blood, they wrote down inspired, spirit-inspired prophecies for future generations. And Mayan researchers and 2012ers who are researching it all now are being gripped by ancient spirit-given prophecies and are being called by the spirits that gave them. I've said before, ancient demon gods don't die. You can close the doorways. For example, a demon-possessed man, if he dies, do the demons hang in a dead, rotting corpse? No. In a sacrifice of a human being for the Luciferians and Satanists out there, same thing with the Mayans, when the sacrificial ceremony is going on, demons are acquired, summoned, acquired, attached, brought up, brought in on the sacrificial person. I believe connecting to their actual sacrificial blood. But when the person is actually killed is when the demons that have been summoned in the process break free, manifest fully onto this side, and either fill the priests and ritual workers, or they are given assignments on what the priests and the ritual workers want done. For believers in Christ, again, I encourage you to study Revelation 16 to see that God has given clear and accurate insight to a future globally classed ritual that will bring a planetary spiritual wave. Now, the field that energy sense around the planet is described in Ephesians 2. It is called the prince of the power of the Eros, the atmosphere, the dense atmosphere around the earth. He's the spirit. Now, the word, Greek word works, is in biblical context, means a supranatural operating. There's a supernatural operating, and it might be a sense of energy, experience that begins to draw curiosity, that begins to bring enhancement to those unaided by the Spirit of God dwelling in them. If you don't have the Spirit of God dwelling in you, the infinite Spirit of God that opens up your spirit to personal relationship with God, He's called the Spirit of Truth, the Spirit of Holiness. And I can tell you right now, there is a vast difference. As I've engaged demon-possessed, spirit-possessed people, and those spirits were absolutely opposite to the Spirit of God. Hate Him, and they hate Christ. You've got to understand, in cultures around the world and in all of the secret places where satanic rituals are going on now, I mean worldwide, Russia, Europe, everywhere. But as we talk about it, we touch the tip of the iceberg. And I'm going to say to you again, and I'll bring the factors out next week. America could have experienced tens of millions of satanic rituals since the 50s. And I will also say, and I will bring out the factors for this next week, that secret, hidden, blood, human rituals are being done consistently. The numbers have doubled and tripled and quadrupled. And I know that Satanists and Luciferians listening know this. It's part of the agenda to open broader gates, to bring in more spirits, to advance the cause that will bring about the great chaos and then the new world war. See, the Antichrist can't rise without it. Why do you think there's a restraint? Believers in Christ, read 2 Thessalonians 2, and you're going to find out that there is a restrainer holding back a secret power of lawlessness, a supernatural operating work of Satan himself. There's a restraint on the bursting out of the chaos and the bursting out and the apocalypse of Anthropos Anomos, the man of sin, the man of lawlessness. And so it is the hand of God himself that restrains the bulging, raging, pushing forward of this, well, onslaught of demonic, satanic presence that will burst into the world when the chaos erupts, when the Antichrist rises, when the false prophet begins, when the abyss is opened, and in Revelation 16, when a ritual release of dark spirits on a global scale. Now, this has connection to the Mayan. There are similar sacrifices, similar agendas, similar rejection. You ever read Romans chapter 1? How they exchanged the glory of God for created things. They worshiped and served created things instead of the Creator. There is an exchange. They move from the truth of God to embrace a lie. The truth comes from Spirit, the Spirit of God. The lie comes from, Jesus said, Satan is the father of lies. When he lies, he speaks his native language. Well, Ted Owens went down to the Mayan temples. You can read about it in the book PK Man. He went down there guided by the entities that already opened him up in the synchronicity of sending him down there. He went down into the Mayan temples and was seeking the permission of the ancient Mayan gods for doors to open, for information to be got, for more powers to come in. And I'm going to tell you right now that many of those who are going down to the Mayan temples are being guided by spirits who are connected to the ancient spirits that live in the territory of the Mayan temples. They're beckoning for unaided humans, those opened to seducing spirits to come. They are knocking. They want the doors opened again. They will do it step by step. They will eventually call for human blood. It's funny how the dark Luciferians, who really are doing the ritual work and engaging powerful demons, they know this. They know how it works. The spiritual presence of the ancient Mayans is absolutely familiar to current Luciferians, transgenerational Satanists of today. Pretty amazing. We're at the end of the hour. This is Russ Dizdar. SurviveToThrive.net radio tonight. And listen, check out ShatterTheDarkness.net. We'll see you tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we will move on to the third part entitled Mayans, Drugs, and the Door to the Gods. Hey, God bless you. It's been great to be with you. Good night.